Happy Chinese New Year, everyone.
大家春节快乐。
May God's peace be with all of you.
愿主的平安和我们同在。
This afternoon, I want to speak to you from a topic that deep down, I believe all of us resonate with.
所以今天我想和大家分享的这个题目呢，我想呢，在我们每个人的内心深处，我们可能都会产生共鸣。
It's a topic on being a person after God's own heart.
所以今天的题目呢，是关于说如何做一个合乎神的心意的人。
If you are a person of faith and you are serious about wanting to please God, you long for God to look at you and say, now there's a person after my own heart.
所以呢，如果说呢，您是一位有信仰的人的话呢，而且你是很想去讨主的这个喜悦的话呢，我想呢，你可能会很渴望当上帝看到你的时候会说，这是一个合我心意的人。
Now we know that this is a title given to David.
那我们知道呢，这是其实是神他给大卫的一个头衔，一个称号。
Now think about this. Is there a title that is greater, higher than this title?
那大家想一下，有没有任何另外一个头衔呢，比这一个更崇高的呢
？A person whose heart mirrors the heart of God.
所以我们讲是一个人他的内心可以反映上帝的心。
But the interesting thing about David is that while he had great successes in his life, he also had great failures.
那当时我们再看一下大卫，其实他身上蛮有趣的一个地方是说，虽然他有很取得了巨大的成功，但是呢，他有很多巨大的失败。
But while he was a servant of God, his life was far from perfect.
那即使他是上帝的仆人，但是他的生命其实并非完美。
In other words, he was an ordinary individual like you and like me.
所以换句话说呢，其实他跟你和我都一样，其实都是一个普通的人。
And if David could be considered as a man after God's own heart, perhaps we too can be considered as people after God's own heart.
那如果大卫呢，可以说是在神的眼里是合神心意的人的话呢，那也许你和我呢，都可以说在上帝眼里成为合他心意的人。
I hope today's message is a message of encouragement to all of us.
所以我希望今天的信息呢，是给我们每一个人都是一个勉励。
That while we are so imperfect, that we too can be considered as people after God's own heart.
所以即使我们是如此的不完美，但是我们也是有可能在神的眼里被看为是合他心意的人。
Look at the key verse for today's sermon, verse 7 of chapter 16.
所以今天我们看一下今天重点的经文就是撒母耳记的这个第七章。
But the Lord said to Samuel, Do not consider his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him. The Lord does not look at the things people look at. People look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart.
耶和华却对撒母耳说，不要看他的外貌和他身材高大，我不拣选他。因为耶和华不像人看人，人是看外貌，耶和华是看内心。
What are the things that we tend to look at? What are the things we find value and significance in?
所以呢，一般我们在平常日常生活中，我们看什么呢？就是在什么东西上会发现这个有价值和意义呢
？Education，
教育
；accomplishment，
成就
；outer beauty，
外在美。
End result.
经常说的这个最终的结果。
Doesn't matter how you get there, but you got to get there.
所以不管你怎么样，反正你就必须要达到这些目标。
But God sees through all these things, and He looks at the condition of our heart.
但其实上帝看的是所有这些东西背后的这一切，他观察的是我们的内心的状况。
So let's look at David. How David entered into today's scene.
所以我们看一下这个大卫的生命，看他是怎么样进入今天这个我们讲的这段历史的。
Verse 1. The Lord said to Samuel, How long will you mourn for Saul, since I have rejected him as king over Israel? Fill your horn with oil and be on your way. I am sending you to Jesse of Bethlehem. I have chosen one of his sons to be king.
第一节，耶和华对撒母耳说，我既厌弃扫罗做以色列的王，你为他哀伤要到几时呢？你将膏油盛满了脚，我差遣你往伯利恒人耶西那里去，因为我在他众子之内预定一个做王的。
Who is Saul?
谁是扫罗呢？
Saul was the first king of Israel.
扫罗是以色列的第一个王。
You see, Israel wanted a king.
所以以色列人他们想要一个王。
Just like other nations, they wanted a king just like them.
所以呢，就像其他的国一样，他们也想要一个王。
But the truth was this, they did not need a king.
但其实事实说，他们根本不需要一个王。
Because they had God as their king.
因为他们已经有上帝作为他们的王了。
God was there for them to lead them and to guide them.
所以神一直在那里呢，去引导他们，去带领他们。
God was there to provide for them and to protect them.
神在那里给他们供应，保护他们。
God was there to rule over them.
神也在那里呢，统治他们。
But the nation of Israel wanted a king just like any other nation.
所以呢，但是这个以色列国人呢，他们需要一个王，就像其他的国一样。
So God gave them a king.
所以呢，上帝呢就给他们了一个王。
King Saul.
那就是扫罗。
But it's very interesting. The Bible describes Saul as somebody who was handsome, and he was a head taller than any others in the nation of Israel.
那很有意思的说了，我们的经文呢，其实是这样描述扫罗的，说他非常英俊，比别人都高一个头，他看起来就像一个王。
The Israelites loved their king, King Saul.
以色列人呢，非常喜爱他们这个王，这个扫罗王。
Even though outwardly he looked great, but there was something wrong with his heart.
那尽管呢，扫罗的外表真的看起来很棒。但他的内心是有问题的。
Saul did not have a heart after God, and God rejected him.
扫罗没有一颗这样追寻上帝的心，所以呢，最终上帝呢厌弃了他。
And so God chose for himself David, a person after his own heart.
所以呢，最后呢，神呢就为他自己选了一位大卫，大卫是合他心意的人。
Now I want you to notice the contrast the scripture was making between Saul and David.
所以呢，我也想大家看一下呢，圣经里面呢是怎么样对比这两个人，就扫罗王和这个大卫王的。
Look at next slide. Okay, Saul was people's king, David was God's king.
扫罗是百姓的王，但是呢，大卫是神所拣选的王。
Man looks at Saul, but God looks at David.
人呢？看的是扫罗，但是呢，神看的是大卫。
Saul was about outward appearance, but David was about the heart.
那扫罗其实是更多的是讲的是外表，而大卫他是更多的是内心。
Saul was rejected by God, David was chosen by God.
扫罗呢是遭上帝的厌弃的，但是大卫是神所拣选的。
What does it mean?To be a person after God's own heart.
所以当我们讲说做一个合神心意的人的时候，这到底是意味着什么呢？
So I want us to look at today's this topic from a different angle. I want us to look at it from the life of Saul.
那想今天我们这个在讨论这个题目的时候，我想说我们从另外一个角度去看一下，我们看一下呢扫罗的生命是怎么样子的。
Let's look at why God rejected Saul.
那我们看一下为什么神最后厌弃了扫罗。
And I believe by looking at why God rejected Saul, it will give us a pretty good idea of what a person after God's own heart looks like.
那我想呢，如果我们看一下，如果我们明白了为什么神最后厌弃了扫罗的话，我们应该就会明白，怎么样才可以做一个合神心意的人。
Saul was actually a good guy. He started out really well. If he was here, we would like him.
那其实扫罗他是相当一个不错的人了，一开始他还做得蛮好的。如果扫罗在这里的话，我想我们都会很喜欢他。
But what caused his downfall?
但最终为什么导致了他的衰败呢？
Let's look at what the scripture says.
那我们看看呢，的经文是怎么说的。
First Samuel 15:17-23. If it's okay, let's read 17-19 in English, and then 20-23 in Chinese.
我们看一下撒母耳记的17到23节，我们 可以从十七到十九道用英文读，剩下的一些用中文读。
Can we all stand read the word of God together?
我们一起呢，可以站立一起来读神的话语吗？
Verse 17, Samuel said, although you were once small in your own eyes, did you not become the head of the tribe of Israel? The Lord anointed you king over Israel, and he sent you on a mission, saying, go and completely destroy those wicked people.The Amalekites, wage war against them until you have wiped them out. Why did you not obey the Lord? Why did you pounce on the plunder and do evil in the eyes of the Lord?
二十节，扫罗对撒母耳说，我实在听从了耶和华的命令，行了耶和华所差遣我行的路，擒了亚玛利王亚甲来。灭尽了亚玛利人，百姓却在所当灭的物中取了最好的牛羊，要在吉甲献献与耶和华你的神。撒母耳说，耶和华喜悦燔祭和平安祭，岂如喜悦人听从他的话呢？听命胜于献祭，胜从于公羊的脂油。悖逆的罪与行邪术的罪相等，完梗的罪与拜虚神和偶像的罪相同，你既厌弃耶和华的命令，耶和华也厌弃你做王。
And God bless the reading of His word.
求主赐福给我们读他的话语。
You may be seated.
大家可以起坐。
If we want to be men and women after God's own heart, we must learn from the mistakes of King Saul.
那如果我们想做合乎神心意的人的话，我们就要从扫罗王的这个教训这个错误里面吸取教训。
How do we become a person after God's own heart?
那我们怎么样才能成为合神心意的人呢？
This is the outline for today, pleasing God.
所以这是今天我们的要讨论的第一点，就是要讨神的喜悦。
Relationship with God.
第二点是建立与神的关系。
Repentance before God.
第三点是在神面前悔改。
How do we become people after God's own heart? Number one, choosing to please God and not people.
那我们怎么样成为合神心意的人呢？第一点就是要选择神而不选择人。
Saul was given specific instructions by the Lord to go and fight the Amalekites and destroy everything.
那扫罗当时其实神呢有给他很明确的命令，要他去和玛利亚人亚玛利人征战，而且要毁灭一切。
But he outright disobeyed God, and when he was confronted by Samuel, this is what he said.
当他完全没有顺服神的这个命令，而且当他面对撒母耳的时候呢，他这样说。
Very clear, right? Why did he disobey God?
所以这里就很清楚，大家看到为什么他没有顺服神的命令。
He said he was afraid of the people, and he gave in.To the people.
他说我因惧怕百姓，就真的是听从他们的话。
Samuel was so disappointed. Samuel was so hurt. Samuel said to him, God will take away your kingdom. God will punish you because you have not obeyed him.
那撒母耳当时听到是非常失望，也非常的真的是不高兴，而且他说上帝会因此而惩罚你，会把自己的王国从你手里拿走。
Look at Saul's reply to Samuel.
那我们看看扫罗怎么样回答撒母耳的。
Verse 30, please honor me before the elders of my people and before Israel. Come back with me so that I may worship the Lord your God.
所以呢，他说，扫罗就说，求你在我百姓的长老和以色列人面前抬举我，同我回去，我好敬拜耶和华你的神。
Do you see what's happening here? Saul says, all right, so I am in big trouble with God, and I know that God's going to take away my kingdom.
那你知道扫罗当怎么讲是吧？他说好了，我知道我真的犯了很大的错，我也知道呢，神呢要把这个王国从我手里拿走。
But he said, can you at least make me look good before the people?
但是他说，你能不能至少让我在我的百姓面前抬举我，让我看起来没那么糟糕？
Can you at least save my face?
能不能就是保存一下我的面子？
What is Saul's main concern?
所以扫罗在这里他最担心的是什么？
Offending God or losing faith, right?
他是担心呢得罪了神，还是担心呢就是失去了丢了面子？
He was so concerned about people's opinion of him.
其实当时他是最关心的是他的百姓对他的看法。
Later on in chapter 18, when David defeated the Philistines, the women in the town, they were all singing this song.
那在后续的经文里面有讲到，当这个他们打败了这个非利士人之后呢，那妇女们就开始唱这首歌。
They started singing in the streets. Saul had killed his thousands, but David his 10,000s.
所以他们在大街上就这样唱。扫罗杀死千千，大卫杀死万万。
The Bible says he went crazy. King Saul, when he heard that, he went crazy.
所以呢，圣经说呢，这个扫罗听到就非常的恼火，真的是恼火的要发疯了。
What? You like him over me?
所以他说，你们喜欢大卫多过喜欢我吗？
See, that's the thing with people pleasing is it's this awful thing. It will dominate you. It will eat you up.
所以呢，其实当我们想到我们当时如果我们要去讨人的喜悦的时候，其实这是一件非常可怕的事情。它会支配你，也会这个控制你。
Many of us, we are driven by that desire, but we don't even know it.
那很多时候，其实我们很多人呢，其实都是这样子。有时候就生活里面就被这个事情呢所支配，我们甚至都不知道。
But God wants us to be reminded that we cannot serve two masters. We cannot serve man and God at the same time.
所以呢，我们的神呢，在这个警醒我们，就说我们不能同时侍奉两个主人，我们不能同时侍奉人又侍奉神。
Look at Galatians 1:10. Apostle Paul said, "Am I now trying to win the approval of man or of God, or am I trying to please men?" If I were still trying to please men, I would not be a servant of Christ.
所以加拉太书一章十节，保罗说：“我现在是要得人的心呢，还是要得神的心呢？我岂是讨人的喜欢吗？若人就讨人的喜欢，我就不是基督的仆人了。”
Sometimes we fear men so much that we neglect our fear of God.
有时候我们真的是说我们害怕人，害怕到一个程度就忽略了我们的神。
And right here Apostle Paul put God and man side by side and we realize there is no comparison.
那在这里呢，保罗呢，他把人和神他放在一起比较，然后我们就马上就明白了，人在神面前真的什么都不是。
May God help us, give us strength and courage to live our lives not for man but for God.
愿神呢帮助我们，赐给我们力量和勇气，让我们不是为了人，而是为了神而活。
Help us to live our lives not to please people, but to please our Almighty God.
所以呢，也帮助我们呢，我们生命不是为了讨人的喜悦，而是要讨我们的全能的神的喜悦。
May we not fear man, but may we fear God.
那我们不要怕人，但是我们要怕神。
Amen. So number two, how can we become men and women after?His own heart by choosing relationship, not ritual.
那怎么样成为和神心意的人呢？第二点就是说，要建立和神的关系，而不是只是过着一个形式。
This is a very relevant point for those of us who grew up in the church, who have been going to church for a long time.
那如果说，特别是对于我们当中如果说在教会里面长大，或者真的是来教会很长时间的时候，这一点呢就特别特别的有关系了。
In 1 Samuel chapter 13, God had told Saul to wait for Samuel to make sacrifice because only the priest can make sacrifices.
那在撒母耳记上的13章，那神呢有吩咐扫罗要他等候撒母耳来献祭，因为只有祭司才能献祭。
But when Saul saw the enemy closing in on him,He could not wait anymore, so he assumed the task of a priest and offered sacrifice.
那他扫罗呢？他看见这个敌人在逼近的时候，他就真的没有再等了，他就担当了这个祭司的职分，献上了燔祭。
Look at verse 12. The Philistines will come down against me at Gilgal, and I have not saw the Lord's favor, so I felt compelled to offer the burnt offering.
我们看一下这个十二节。 恐怕我没有祷告耶和华，非利士人下到吉甲攻击我，我就勉强献上燔祭。
He knew he was not supposed to. He disobeyed God by burning sacrifices.
所以呢，扫罗是知道他不应该这样做，但是呢，他却不顺从，不服从上帝的命令，然后呢，献上了自己献上了燔祭。
In chapter 15, Samuel disobeyed God again by keeping the enemy's choice livestock, which should totally be destroyed.
到了十五章的时候呢，扫罗又不顺服神。那本来呢，神吩咐他要把敌人所有的一切，包括这些牲畜，都要灭绝掉，他却留下了最好的牲畜。
But listen to what he said to Samuel.
当然呢，大家看一下呢，他对撒母耳说什么呢？
Verse 21, the soldiers took sheep and cattle from the plunder, the best of what was devoted to God, in order to sacrifice them to the Lord your God.
21节，百姓却在所当灭的物中取了最好的牛羊，要在吉甲献与耶和华你的神。
Have you noticed that King Saul was big on making sacrifices to God?
那大家有没有留意到呢？这个扫罗王其实他很注重啊，就是给神呢这个献祭。
Now these rituals, they are rituals, right? These rituals are the equivalent of us today coming to church to worship God.
那这些呢都是宗教的仪式。其实呢，跟我们今天来到教会，我们献诗来做这种各样的崇拜是一样的。
When we come and we give to God, when we come and we serve God, these are all rituals that Christians go through.
当我们来到教会里面，是吧？我们这个敬拜主，我们服侍主，这些都是我们基督徒要做的这些仪式。
But why do we do these rituals? Why do we have these things? It's all because of God.
但是呢，我们为什么要做这所有这些仪式呢？那都是因为神。
So on the one hand, King Saul was doing all these rituals, but on the other hand, he was disobeying God.
所以呢，扫罗就这样子，一方面他在做所有这些仪式，但同时另一方面他又不服从上帝。
Isn't that ironic?
所以这个是不是比较讽刺呢？
Look at what the prophet Samuel said to him. Verse 22. What is more pleasing to the Lord, your burnt offerings and sacrifices, or your obedience to his voice? Obedience is far better than sacrifice. Listening to him is much better than offering the fat of rams.
所以我们看一下呢，在撒母耳在这个十五章二十二节里面怎么说的。耶和华喜悦燔祭和平安祭，岂如喜悦人听从他的话呢？听命胜于献祭，顺从胜于公羊的脂油。
May I suggest that Saul did not have a genuine personal relationship with God?
所以我当时我想是扫罗其实跟上帝并没有一个真正的关系。
Yes, while he was making all these sacrifices, it was just a routine. It was just some religious rituals for him.
所以呢，他在就是献上这些祭品啊、献祭的时候，但他所做的这一切都是很例行的例行公事，一些很外在的这个宗教的仪式。
I have two facts to support that.
那我有两个这个事实来支撑这一点。
First, we can see from Saul's response to Samuel, you can see that the way he talks about God, he did not have a genuine relationship with God.
那第一点呢，我们再看一下扫罗，他怎么样回答撒母耳的时候呢？你会看到他提到神的时候，你会看到其实他根本没有和神有建立一个真正的关系。
Look at 15. Saul answered, "The soldiers brought them from the Amalekites. They spared the best of the sheep and cattle to sacrifice to the Lord your God."
十五节，这是百姓从亚玛利人那里带来的，因为他们爱惜上好的牛羊，要献与耶和华。你的神。
Verse 21, the soldiers took sheep and cattle from the plunder, the best of what was devoted to God, in order to sacrifice them to the Lord your God at Gilgal.
21节，百姓却在所当灭的物中取了最好的牛羊，要在吉甲献与耶和华，你的神。
Verse 30, Saul replied, I have sinned, but please honor me before the elders of my people and before Israel. Come back with me so that I may worship the Lord your God.
30节，扫罗说，我有罪了，虽然如此，求你在我百姓的长老和以色列人面前抬举我，同我回去，我好敬拜耶和华你的神。
Wait, shouldn't it be my God?
所以难道他不应该说是我们的神吗？
Yeah, well, his relationship with God was anything but personal.
所以他跟上帝其实根本没有建立一个个人的关系。
See, that's a warning for many of us. We come to church to worship God, to serve God, to give to God.
那其实对于我们很多的真的长期以来一直坚持来教会，来教会侍奉的话呢，这个对于我们说是个很好的警醒。
May we not become so comfortable with these rituals that we do and forget why we're doing those things.
所以呢，真的是让我们不要说对这些我们习以为常的这些仪式变得很习惯，很这个舒适，因为呢，要知道要不断的提醒我们自己为什么要做这些仪式。
Because you and I both know that.Sometimes we could do all these things, but our heart is not in it.
所以呢，我跟你都知道，有时候我们可以做所有这些事情，但是我们的心其实不在那里。
May we not substitute our service to God with our relationship with God.
所以呢，也愿我们不要说把我们这些用我们的服事来代替我们这个顺服上帝的心。
Second fact that Saul did not have a genuine relationship with God.
那第二点去证明说，其实扫罗并没有和上帝有一个真正的建立个人的关系。
Was the fact that he kept disobeying God again and again.
那就是事实，就是他其实一次又一次的去违背了神的命令。
Today, Samuel said, "To obey is better than sacrifice." Why is obedience so important to God?
那撒母耳说。听命胜于献祭，那为什么呢？听命顺服如此重要呢？
Look at what the Bible says about obedience.
让我们看一下经文是怎么样讲顺服的。
John 14:15 If you love me, says Jesus, you will keep my commandments.
约翰福音14:15你们若爱我，就必遵守我的命令。
John 14:21 He who has my commandments and keeps them is the one who loves me.
约翰福音14:21有了我的命令又遵守的，这人就是爱我的。
John 14:23 If anyone loves me, he will keep my word. He who does not love me does not keep my word.
约翰福音14:23人若爱我，就必遵守我的道；不爱我的人，就不遵守我的道。
1 John 5:3 This is love for God.To keep his commands, and his commands are not burdensome.
约翰一书5:3我们遵守神的诫命，这就是爱他了，并且他的诫命不是难守的。
Do you see the point that Jesus wants us to see is that it's all about a personal relationship, loving relationship with him.
所以呢，耶稣在这里要给我们看见的一个事情是说。真的是完全都是，这都是说我们和上帝的关系，就是我们一个爱他的关系。
And today, if there's anyone here who's exploring what Christianity is all about,
那如果今天在座有任何一位是在探讨呢，是说基督教是到底是怎么回事的话呢
？I believe God wants you to know that Christianity is about a genuine relationship with God.
那我想呢，我想告诉大家，就是基督教其实它最关键的一点就是说，你要和上帝建立一个纯正的私人的关系。
It's not about a list of do's and don'ts.
那并不是说呢，哪些能做，哪些不能做。
It's not about rituals.
也不是说呢是仪式。
It's not about being a good person.
也不是说要做一个好人。
It's about a genuine personal relationship with the living God.
那真的是最关键，就是说要和我们的永生的神建立一个真正的个人的关系。
And everything we do, all these things that we do, they come from our personal relationship with God.
我们所做的所有这一切，都是来自于其实是建立在我们和神的这个人的关系上面。
And that's why God was so big on disobedience.
那为什么所以说神特别特别的关注就是说这个不顺服？
Because it shows that his people, they do not have a personal relationship with him.
因为不顺服就表现了是他的子民和他没有一个个人的关系。
There's a book called Jeremiah in the Bible that records God's how he was broken hearted because his people would not listen to him.
那圣经里面的耶利米书就记载了上帝的心是非常疼痛的，因为呢，他的人民、他的子民不听从他的言语。
Look at what God said in Jeremiah chapter 6, verses 19 to 20. They will not listen to me. They reject my law. There is no use now in burning sweet incense from Sheba before me. Keep your expensive perfumes. I cannot accept your offerings, for they have no sweet fragrance for me.
耶利米书，六章二十节，十九二十节，因为他们不听从我的言语，至于我的训诲，他们也厌弃了。从示巴出的乳香，从远方出的，菖蒲，奉来给我有何益呢？你们的燔祭不蒙悦纳，你们的平安祭我也不喜悦。
Can you imagine God's people coming to church to the temple about to make sacrifice to God?
那如果说你可以想象一下吗？这个上帝的子民来到这个，他的会所里面，准备要给上帝献祭的时候
，They're about to kill their animals。
那他们准备呢要宰杀些牲口的时候
，God says, "Stop right there, forget about it."
然后神说，不用了，你就停在那里，不要做了。
Can you imagine us coming before God? We're singing songs to God. We're saying, "God."We love you.
那大家可以想象说，比如说我们聚集在这个教会里面，我们在献诗，我们在唱说，神啊，我们爱你。
Halfway through, God says, "Can you just stop singing?"
然后呢，唱到一半，神说，你们可以不要唱了吧，停下来吧。
Because I don't want to hear that anymore.
然后神说，我再也不想听你们唱这些歌了。
Can you? This is what the Bible says. God says, "I refuse your sacrifice."
那这个就是经文里面所讲的，神说。我不要了，我拒绝你们这些献祭了。
See, the point is, when we don't love God, when we don't have a personal relationship with God, God says, your offering, your sacrifice has no meaning for me.
所以呢，这就是神所要讲的，当真的我们不爱他，我们和他没有一个个人的关系的时候，他会说，你这些献祭其实根本就毫无意义了。
May God help us that we always come before God to choose relationship over ritual.
所以呢，愿神帮助我们真的是，我们真的是要注重在跟他建立个人的关系，而不光光只是注重这些外在的仪式。
Lastly, how can we become men and women after God's own heart by choosing repentance and not rationalization?
那怎么样做一个合神心意的人呢？最后一点就是我们要选择了悔改，而不是要把事情合理化。
When King Saul was confronted of his sin, he should have simply said, "Yes, that's me. What I did was wrong."
那当扫罗他面对自己的这些罪的时候，其实他本该可以很简单的说，是的，是我犯了错，是我的罪。
But instead of repenting, he started to rationalize.
但是呢，他没有悔改，而是呢，他开始要找和理由去把事情合理化。
And this is what's so sad and tragic about the life of King Saul.
这个其实就是这个扫罗王他生命里面最悲哀的一点。
And from today's passage, we're going to see the three excuses that King Saul made.
那从今天的经文里面我们也看见了扫罗王他给自己找了三个借口。
You would be surprised that how familiar these excuses are.
当你们看到这些借口呢，听起来有多么的熟悉的时候呢，你可能会有些惊讶。
Number one, King Saul said, "But I obeyed most of it."
第一点，扫罗说，神所吩咐的，我大部分都服从了。
Because verse 15, King Saul said, "They have brought them from the Amalekites, for the people spared the best of the sheep and oxen, which is."Something they're not supposed to do. But he says, but the rest we've obeyed, but the rest we utterly destroyed.
15节啊，扫罗这样讲啊，这是百姓从亚玛利人那里带来的，因为他们爱惜上好的牛羊，其余的，他强调其余的我们都灭尽了。
King Saul was saying, hey, we have obeyed most of the commands.
那其实扫罗王大师他讲的意思就是说，我们服从了，遵守了神的大部分的命令。
That's like somebody saying, yes, I am a pretty obedient person, except when I'm tired.
那就是有时候我们听到很熟悉有人讲说，哎呀，其实除了我很累的时候，我其实都是一个挺顺服上帝的人。
I am a pretty obedient person before God, just don't make me angry.
或者说，你不要惹我生气哦，只要我不生气，我就是一个挺顺服神的人。
I am pretty obedient when it comes to giving to God, except when the market is down.
或者说，在奉献方面，我也是很顺服的，除了说这个股市不太好的时候。
See, partial obedience in God's eyes equals no obedience.
但问题是说，在神的眼里，部分的顺从就等于不顺从。
Let's look at that, this next slide. Partial obedience equals no obedience.
我们再看一次这张胶片啊，就是部分的顺服等于就是不顺服。
When we pick and choose what we want to obey, that is not obedience before God.
当我们选择我们想要顺服的事情的东西的时候，那其实就是不顺服我们的神了。
Second excuse, but it's not my fault.
第二个理由，第二个借口，这不是我的错。
Verses 20-21, I did obey the voice of the Lord and went on the mission on which the Lord sent me.But the people took some of the spoiled sheep and oxen.
21-21节，我实在听从了耶和华的命令，行了耶和华所差遣我所行的路，百姓却在所当灭的物中取了最好的牛羊。
What's he saying? It's not my fault. It's the people's fault.
所以他在讲的说，不是我的错，是这些百姓的错。
Pastor, you don't understand. If you knew what my spouse is like, then you would understand why I did what I did.
大家很熟悉的时候，有时候说，哎呀，牧师啊，你不知道了。如果你知道我另外那一半是怎么样子的话，你就明白为什么我会这样做了。
Pastor, you don't understand. My kids, it's my kids.
有时候说，牧师啊，你不明白，是我的孩子，是我的孩子的问题。
Why is your car so messy? My kids, it's my kids.
有时候问说，哎，为什么你的车子这么乱啊？都是那帮小孩的事情，我的孩子们弄的。
Why are you always late to church? My kids.
为什么你到教会呢？老是迟到呢？小孩们的问题。
You got to have some discipline in your life. Why is your life so unorganized? Because I got kids.
有时候说，真的，生活里面应该有一些纪律吧？为什么你这么没条理呢？都是我的孩子们，因为真的小孩太烦了。
I got 5 kids, so I'm really good at this.
牧师说他有五个孩子，所以他说他这样找借口蛮容易的。
How are you doing spiritually? How's your quiet time going?
会问说，哎，你的灵命成长怎么样啊？你有没有一些安静的时间与神在一起啊？
Oh, you don't understand, my kids.
你不明白了，我有孩子们，孩子们很烦。
What are you? Who are you in your life that you are blaming for your inability to be who God wants you to be?
所以当你意识到自己没有办法成为上帝所希望你要成为的人的时候呢，那你又去找谁来怪他们呢？就找他们做借口呢。
The third excuse Saul made. Maybe it's my fault, but I had good intentions.
那第三点扫罗的借口呢，是说，这可能是我的错，但是呢，我确实有好的意愿。
King Saul said, the reason I disobey God is because I kept all these animals so that I can sacrifice to God.
那扫罗说，我不顺服神的原因，或者说我来真的是留了一些最好的牲口的原因，是因为要把他们献给上帝。
It's all about God.
真的全是为了我们的神。
Yes, I disobeyed God, but my heart was in the right place.
然后他说，是啊，我在这里没有顺服神，但是呢，我的心却是好的。
Do you see excuses after excuses?
这里面又看到了扫罗真的是在找了一个又一个的这个借口。
But see, God wants us not to rationalize over our sins. God wants us to repent of our sins.
所以神是他是希望我们不要把我们自己的罪去合理化，而是真的是在神面前要悔改。
Let's think about this question as we end today's message. What is the difference between the life of Saul and the life of David?
所以呢，在我们今天结束今天的这个信息的时候，我们问一下这个问题：扫罗和大卫之间，他最大的区别是什么？
King David was known as the man after God's own heart, but he was not perfect.
那大家都知道哦，大卫是出了名的，是一个合神心意的人，但是他并不完美。
He made some mistakes, and I would venture to say that the mistakes that David made were greater than the mistakes that King Saul had made.
大卫其实在他生命里面呢，犯了很多的错误，而且呢，我也可以大胆的说，大卫他所犯的错误有时候比这个扫罗王的错误还多。
But what's the difference?
但他们两个中间有什么区别呢？
It's in their response.To their failures.
这是他们在看到自己的失败错误的时候，他们的反应是怎么样子的？
When Saul was confronted of his sins, he tried to deny it. He tried to deflect it. He tried to rationalize it away.
那当扫罗他要面对自己的罪的时候呢，他去尝试否认这些罪，还有捍卫这些罪，而且呢还试图呢把这些罪合理化。
But when David was confronted of his sins, he says,I am the man. I have sinned against God.
但大卫呢，他面对自己的罪的时候呢，他却大胆地说，我就是那位犯了罪的人，我得罪了神。
And today God wants us to know that the only way for us to come back to God, we all are sinners, we all fallen short, but the only way for us to come back to God is to repent before Him.
那今天的信息，神让我们知道，我们所有人都是罪人，所以呢，我们唯一的一个解决的办法就是要回到神的面前去悔改。
May God help all of us that we would choose to please God and not people.
愿神呢帮助我们每一个人，我们会去选择要讨神的喜悦，而不是要讨人的喜悦。
That we would have an intimate relationship with God and not dwell on rituals.
那愿我们呢也可以和神建立一个这个亲密的关系。而不是让我们的这个生活呢，只是建立在一种仪式的基础上。
And that we would always choose to repent before God and not rationalize our sins.
而且我们真的要选择呢，总是在神面前悔改，而不是要把我们的罪合理化。
And may God help us to be men and women after His own heart.
愿神呢帮助我们每一个人成为合他心意的人。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Lord, we have to admit that we so often put so much effort on the externals and not enough on the condition of our heart.
亲爱的上帝啊，我们真的承认，我们很多时候都很注重我们的外在的东西，却不注重我们内心。
Lord, while we're so imperfect, we pray today that you will help us to have a tender heart.
真的神啊，我们真的是如此的不完美，所以我们求你真的是让我们给我们一颗柔软的心。
Help us to have a heart after your own heart.
那真的是帮助我们，给我们一颗心，让我们的心可以反映你的心。
A heart that mirrors your heart.
那真的是我们的心可以反映你的所思所想。
A heart that is pleasing to you.
那真的给我们一颗心，那是可以蒙你喜悦的心。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主基督耶稣的名求。
阿门。
阿门。